आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
SBS पर मैं हूँ अनीता बरार। आइए आज आपकी मुलाकात करवा रही हूँ संगीतकार पद्मश्री MM कीरावनी, जिन्हें हिंदी फिल्मों में जाना जाता है MM क्रीम के नाम से। गाने नाटू नाटू से ऑस्कर और गोल्डन ग्लोब अवार्ड से इतिहास बनाने वाले क्रीम के संगीत में, चाहे गाने चुप तुम रहो में अनोखी सी तबले की थाप हो, घंटियां पियानो और पर्कशन के साथ केके के द्वारा गाया हुआ आवारापन बंजारापन हो, या फिर अमोल पालेकर की फिल्म पहेली हो, या ब्लॉकबस्टर बाहुबली और RRR, यानी वो किसी भी तरह का संगीत बना सकते हैं और उन्हें पता है लोगों को क्या पसंद आता है। तो आइए उन्हीं के साथ मुलाकात करते हैं। क्रीम जी, इस बार आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है।
नमस्ते अनिता जी, आई एम वेरी हैप्पी, खुश है, अच्छा लग रहा है। थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर दैट।
थैंक यू। और आपकी फिल्मों की बात करें तो क्रिमिनल से लेकर, मैं हिंदी फिल्मों की बात कर रही हूँ, आपका तो एक अलग मुकाम है फिल्म इंडस्ट्री में, लेकिन मैं अगर हिंदी फिल्मों के ऊपर फोकस करूँ तो क्रिमिनल से लेकर RRR, जो ताजगी है आपके म्यूजिक की, कैसे उसको मेंटेन करें?
ताजगी
जी, फ्रेशनेस, हर गाना एक अलग ही तरह का मिसाल बनता है।
इफ यू पार्डन मी, आई जस्ट प्रिफर टू स्पीक इन इंग्लिश विद अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ हिंदी इन बिटवीन हैपनिंग, बिकॉज मेनी आई लव हिंदी लैंग्वेज वेरी मच, द साउंडिंग, द रिचनेस एंड द फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी, यू नो, इन हिंदी यू हैव द लिबर्टी टू से मेरा नाम है MM क्रीम, क्या नाम है तुम्हारा, क्या है नाम तुम्हारा, तुम्हारा नाम क्या है, तुम्हारा है क्या तुम्हारा नाम, सो एवरीथिंग मेक्स सेंस, बट इन तेलुगु इट्स नॉट लाइक दैट, इट्स वेरी रिजिड ग्रामेटिकली, सो इवन इंग्लिश, सो हिंदी इज सच अ ब्यूटिफुल लैंग्वेज, सो मेनी टाइम्स आई ट्राई टू लर्न हिंदी इन 30 डेज और नॉट इन 30 डेज, दैट्स डिफरेंट, बिकॉज वी हैव बुक्स लाइक लर्न हिंदी इन 30 डेज, लर्न गुजराती इन 30 डेज, सो आई ट्राइड मेनी वेज, बट एवरी टाइम आई गॉट डीमोटिवेटेड by this gender thing. So, कुछ चीज होता है male, कुछ चीज होता है female. तो क्या चीज है, क्या male क्या, या तो male होगा या female होगा. So, आप कहते हैं table is female and glass is male and the book is female. Which is female, which is male. So, आता है, आती है, कब आता है बोलना, कब आती है बोलना, यह तो जो काफी ना मुश्किल हो जाए. So, yes. आप ताजगी के बारे में पूछ रहे थे,
ये
फ्रेशनेस, सो टू मी म्यूजिक हैज टू एलिमेंट्स, आई मीन इट्स अ सॉन्ग और अ हिम और चैंटिंग और भजन और अ म्यूजिक पीस गिवन ऑन अ सीन एज बैकग्राउंड स्कोर, सो इट हैज गॉट टू बेसिक एलिमेंट्स, वन इज द सोल एंड द अदर वन इज बॉडी. The soul has, got no aim in. It's forever the same. Whether it belongs to 1950 or even before that, in 2022, the soul is always same. The covering, the body, the texture, the exterior, external skin, that keeps changing according to the trends. Ab tajgi ke bare mein bole to, soul is always fresh only. Soul is the melody of the song, of the structure. So the whatever instruments you are playing to enhance the melody, whatever background you are giving, the style, the rhythms, the beats, and that keeps changing according to the trends. Alag hota hai ji. So that's only changing. But you mean to say that even that also being fresh in my songs.
Yeah.
Whatever, if that statement is true, The only attribution has to be given to the killer instinct. you know, I want to compete with my contemporary composers or singers. So when you have that intention, you try to learn from whatever happening around.
Mm-hmm.
So always you have to be observant and learning things from techniques and things from the current trends and incorporate them into your own music. That's what I do. But the soul, everybody has got their own style. So if you ask someone to compose a song, he will be having his own, he or she, they'll be having their own style of composing, expressing themselves musically. That will not change.
Yeah.
But the treatment may change. If the treatment is not changing as per trends, I mean, you are lost. You are lagging behind and you'll be outdated.
Mm-hmm.
So that should not happen. For us,
you
should be constantly updating yourself with the current trends. That's what I do. That's what I try to do, at least.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, melody to soul ho gayi aur
yeah, soul
and
is
treatment a... could be orchestration. So, when you are arranging the music, it's an outside color of any soul, like we dress up.
Yeah.
So, similarly, orchestration is
yeah.
the same. And we tend to have a particular liking for a certain color or so. Any particular instrument which actually fascinates you and you want to have in every orchestra there?
Not really, but since you ask this question, I have a tendency to use the violin. Solo violin more in my songs because I am a violinist. Primarily, I learned music from a guru when I was a child. When I was 4, I learned violin. So you can say I am a violinist, basically. Then I became a singer, a composer, blah, blah, blah. But I learned violin. Violin is my instrument. Maybe because of that, I tend to use violin more in my songs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least melody songs, not the dance numbers and all.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, during this whole journey, did you have any kind of a thought, that moment that you want to do something and it's not coming through?
I don't recollect any moments like that. There is no song that I'm dissatisfied or not satisfied very much
okay.
with. So, yeah. all the songs are, at least when you speak about my Hindi songs,
yeah.
I'm happy about all the songs I...
So when you are composing the music, what are the basic things which you concentrate on?
There are only two or three components which you need to focus. I focus on at the time of composing. One is what is the song telling? What the song needs to speak about?
Mm-hmm.
That comes from the lyric and the situation in the film. And where it is happening, when it is happening. So that's the basic thing. Is it a love song? Is it a sad song? What the song needs to convey? First component. The second one is who is going to sing the song?
Okay.
Does the melody accommodate the singer's range and all? So that you need to concentrate because we have a few singers always. Within the reach. So you have to have the singer on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Two major components. And whatever melody comes to my mind, I just compose. And I just provide tune for the situation or the lyric. Sometimes there won't be any lyric. I just hum the tune.
Mm-hmm.
And the words are written later.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Particularly, I would ask about film Paheli. उसमें एक अलग भौगोलिक परिवेश था कल्चर था
एथनिक या आई सी एज अ कंपोजर एंड एज अ म्यूजिशियन आई हैव सम नॉलेज अबाउट एथनिक इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स एंड डिफरेंट एथनिसिटीज इन इंडिया इटसेल्फ हैज गॉट मल्टी जॉनर टेक्सचर्स यू नो साउथ इंडियन म्यूजिक इज डिफरेंट एंड इन साउथ इंडिया आल्सो मलयालम म्यूजिक साउंड्स डिफरेंट फ्रॉम तमिल So I am familiar with all these genres. Apart from this, I had a life where I spent my days in farming. So before I entered into the music field, so I interacted with many workers who sing in the fields, and I just mingled with them. I just I became one of them for say 5 to 6 years in Karnataka state. So agriculture farm we had. So we produced cotton. We produced cotton seeds. We produced. We did sericulture. So all these things happened. So during the process, I was interacting with a lot of physical laborers. I mean workers. You know. So I became family. So I absorbed their culture, their life, their way of expressions, their relations. So all this is a part of myself. So Paheli is the one movie which gave me an opportunity to express all this kind of, creative thing. So it gave me, so be it Rajasthan or be it Andhra Pradesh, you know, the farming culture will be the same. The villagers are they carry the same emotions, they carry the same bondings. They're everywhere, they're the same. So I guess this my experience in my life when I did farming helped me with the texture I need to provide for Paheli's music.
Everything came naturally to you. It was like connecting again with, and I think that's something which reflects in your every melody. In each song we see a unique connection, and personally I can say that your songs resonates in my ear all the time, irrespective of whichever it is. Just love this, and so many things I wanted to ask, but I think we are running short of time now. Just on in the end, any music director or the composer who inspires you to do more? I'm not talking contemporary. Maybe the inspiration comes from 40s or 50s.
I listen to every composer. I listen to every singer. So I cannot just name one, because there is no restriction. There is no limit here. Sky is limit. Whatever is happening, I will be in touch. Yeah. And old songs and new songs, everything.
You keep yourself.
Since you asked me, I am more inspired by Frank Sinatra. And he's not a composer, basically. He's a singer, performer. Yeah. But the way he sings inspires me a lot. Because even a mistake he does, it sounds good. I don't call it mistake, but you can call it freestyle. It's like a river. He sings like a river. There are rivers and there are canals. Yeah. Canals are man-made. Rivers take whatever direction topographically there, and they just flow to the, So the music should be, if it is like river, it sounds good, not like a canal. So Frank Sinatra's singing style reminds me of a river flow. That's what inspires me.
Absolutely. That's beautiful too.
So even in a composition, if you follow many rules, you have to set up many rules, that becomes mechanical and the soul is lost. The soul is covered with many decorations. Keep it simple, as simple as possible. That's my notion. As simple as a mother's lullaby to her child. When a mother sings a lullaby to her child, there won't be any instruments. Just her voice, expression, and intention, good intention. There is no pretension there. There is no hypocrisy. And she does it with love and care. And with whatever talent she got. Not every mother who sings a lullaby to her child is a singer. But the intention is good. When the intention is good, the expression will be there. And the soul will be there. And if you are a master in music, and even more good for you. But keep it simple. That is the key.
Thank you. You gave your Mool Mantra, and I must say thank you very much for your valuable time to us.
Thank you very much too.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने? इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।